KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's currently 49 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon, high around 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say no injuries were reported following a single vehicle accident Wednesday evening west of Elliott. Authorities say 49-year-old Christopher Lee Anderson of Portsmouth was traveling westbound on Highway 48 in a 2008 GMC pickup just before 7 p.m. with a flatbed trailer hauling a 1965 Farmall tractor being pulled by the truck began to fishtail. The fishtailing action caused the truck to spin 180 degrees and resulted in the trailer entering the north ditch where it overturned along with the tractor. The pickup sustained $8,000 damage and remained upright in the westbound lane. The tractor damage was $4,000, while damage to the trailer was estimated at $1,000. There were no citations issued. Montgomery County deputies were assisted at the scene by Elliott Fire and Elliott First Responders, Richter & Son Towing, and Miller Farm Supply in Elliott. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday 28-year-old Cameron Meisner of Atlantic had been arrested on Tuesday. Meisner was taken into custody under the authority of a Cass County warrant for failure to appear in court on a public intoxication charge. Meisner was booked into the Cass County Jail. A Cass County man was cited Tuesday afternoon near Walnut after he bailed out of an SUV Monday night. The Pott County Sheriff's Office said yesterday 18-year-old Robert Lee Hitch III of Atlantic was issued a citation and summons to appear in court for allegedly interfering with official acts. Authorities say a Pott County deputy was on routine patrol Monday night at around 8:40 when he saw a Jeep on Antique City Drive in Walnut traveling southbound toward Highland. The deputy observed the Jeep swerve as he was turning around. His cruiser was coming up behind the SUV, and the Jeep turned onto Highland eastbound and then sped up before turning on into the alleyway. When the vehicle stopped, a man later identified as Hitch took off. He was issued the citation and summons Tuesday afternoon after being located by authorities. The driver of the vehicle was identified as Alex Williams. Also, an Avoca man was arrested Monday afternoon on an assault charge following for allegedly choking his wife while he was intoxicated. 36-year-old Derek Gagne was taken into custody at around 3:30 p.m. Monday in Avoca and charged with domestic abuse assault by impeding airflow. His 41-year-old wife suffered apparent minor injuries during that incident. Rebuffing President Donald Trump and Republican leaders on the GOP health care bill seemed like a major political misstep for Iowa Representative David Young when he was punished by a political action committee that was linked to Speaker Paul Ryan. But nearly 3 weeks later, voters in Young's southwestern Iowa district say the Republican congressman made the right move. Conservatives praised Young for his opposition to the bill that would have undone much of Barack Obama's health care law. They cast the GOP measure as far short of a full repeal. Democrats welcomed the legislation's demise, fearful that the measure would have been devastating to the poor. Last month, Paul Ryan was forced to pull the bill as Trump and GOP leaders were unable to secure the votes. In our funeral announcements, Bob Kennedy, age 93, of Atlantic, died April 6th at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Bob Kennedy will be today at 10:30 at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Harold McCurdy, age 87, of Panora, died Saturday. Funeral services for Harold McCurdy will be today at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Melvin Tessman, age 73, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. A celebration of life gathering for Melvin Tessman will be today at 2:30 at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Nicholas Zimmerman, age 21, of Atlantic, died April 6th. Memorial services for Nicholas Ryan Zimmerman will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Fellowship Church in Oakland. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Donna McCabe, age 80, of Norwalk and formerly of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Donna McCabe will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Agnes Jacobson, age 100, of Exira, died Wednesday at the Exira Care Center. Graveside services for Agnes Jacobson will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Exira Cemetery. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Melvin Ronk, age 73, of Dunlap, died Saturday, or rather Sunday, that is, in Omaha. A visitation for Melvin Ronk will be tomorrow from 4 until 8 p.m. at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Dunlap. The Fouts Funeral Home of Dunlap is in charge of the arrangements. Elaine Lundberg, age 84, of Panora, died Monday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Elaine Lundberg will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Faith Bible Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Paul A. Pauley, age 87, of College Station, Texas, died Monday. Memorial station services for Paul Pauley will be held Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Catherine Laidhoff, age 82, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home. Funeral services for Catherine Laidhoff will be on Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Arlene Schultz, age 93, of Manila and formerly of Templeton, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Arlene Schultz will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. Robert Pussell, age 67, of Virginia and formerly of Anita, died Monday. Funeral services for Robert Pussell will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Anita. Hockenberry Family Care of Anita has the arrangements. George Monash, age 86, of Stewart, died Saturday. A mass of Christian burial for George Monash will be held on April 22nd at 10 a.m. at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Brian Rutherford, age 58, of Atlantic, died Sunday. A celebration of life service for Brian Rutherford is pending for the last weekend in April at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.